The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, September the 20th. Our two topics today are MU student activities and Bradford Farms. Let's start, first of all, with Tim Reinbach. Welcome. Hi. Welcome back to Radio Friends. Hey, you had the Tomato Festival.
Yes, we did, about a month ago in August, and we had some challenges this year about growing tomatoes.
It hadn't been that great of a season for tomatoes.
No, it hasn't. You know, I promised you 3 years ago we'd never have these bad years, and
yeah.
We've had ever since.
Well, I tell you what, my tomatoes were doing okay until, what was it, in July?
No.
We had 3 weeks of 100-plus, 100-degree-plus, and it just, even though I was watering, was watering every day, it just burnt the blooms.
Above 93, they will not
burnt the blooms. Then that 100-degree heat of 3 weeks ended, and they started reviving.
Uh-huh.
And then, doggone if we didn't get a couple of days of 101 and 102 degrees. But they're looking a little bit better right now.
They are. And I'm really hoping that we're going to get a nice September, late September crop now.
Yeah.
And
if we don't get a frost.
Oh, we won't get frost.
I tell you what, Tim. We started September the 1st. We had 100 degrees.
Mm.
And I said, watch, we'll go out of September and we'll have a frost at the end of September.
Oh, that would be bad.
I hope it's wrong. But I remember, I think it was about 20 years ago. I remember September 29th, we had a frost. I was scraping ice off the window. Hopefully not this year.
After we've been through, we want to be able to enjoy these tomatoes well into fall.
So have you got something coming up this Saturday?
Yes, the South Farm Showcase.
What is
that? That's a family event. Its title is Fun on the Farm, but we're going to have a lot of educational events for families and of all ages. And I'm going to be there with our tomatoes, and I'm hoping to have three dozen of our different tomato varieties and have the folks taste them and get to compare them.
Well, you brought some tomatoes in here, and I tell you, if you'd like to see them, go to KBIA.org, click on Radio Friends, and then the vodcast. And,
Virginia Sweets.
This Virginia Sweets. Look at here. This tomato, even it came off the vine with its name on there.
Yeah.
But it's a red and a yellow tomato.
Yes, it's an heirloom. And it tasted really good.
Okay. Go look at it on our website. Then this one is a green tomato. This is
called Green Zebra, yes.
This is a ripe tomato.
Yes.
When you see, it looks like a little miniature bowling ball there. When you see a green tomato, and it's supposed to be green, how do you know when it's ripe? That's a tough question.
It's very, very tough. You just have to watch it all year.
It's like trying to decide when the watermelon is ready to pick.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll kind of come off. With a touch.
Off the vine,
yes,
really. Uh-huh. Okay. And then you have, you got another one here.
That's a black Brandywine.
Oh, this is Brandywine?
A black one.
A black Brandywine.
Yes.
Okay, because there are red Brandywines, too.
And pink Brandywines.
Uh-huh.
But that's a black one. And normally our black ones generally taste better.
Okay.
They have rich tomatoey taste.
And then here.
That's our store-bought.
This is the basic
Florida 91 that we grew, but still. That's
yeah, so what is this one called?
Florida 91.
Florida 91?
Uh-huh.
See, I grow Big Boy, Early Girl. My Early Girls didn't do all that well. Big Beef.
Mm.
Yeah, those are the great big ones there. And so if people want to come out, it's this coming Saturday. What time?
From 10 till 4.
Okay.
It will be out there, and it'll be a lot of fun for the families.
Okay. Is there anything else that we can do in the garden this time of the year?
Well, when we put our garden up for the year, we had a lot of diseases this year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure we take care of them by take those plants off the soil and take them away and burn them.
Burn them, yeah.
Don't till them back in, because you just till that disease right back in.
You know what? I had a better year this year, though, with the insects. I found that I dusted with a little bit of 7. I used very little insecticide this year because I did it before they actually were seen. Hey, Tim, thank you so much
thank
for coming
Paul.
By. Pleasure. Go out to Bradford Farm this coming Saturday.
That's right.
All right. Now we turn about MU student activities, and we have Callie Lockhart. Welcome to Radio Friends, Callie.
Thank you.
And Scott Wilgen.
Hi.
Pleasure to have both of you here. Now, Callie, you've got something that's coming up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty dramatic.
Oh, yeah. It's called Fire Factor. It's when with the fire department and Res Life, we burn a mock dorm room on Speaker Circle. We'll also have some firefighters.
So you're going to have a dorm room set up on Speaker Circle
yep.
on campus,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to burn that dorm room?
Yep, with Fire Factor or with firemen supervision. They'll
right.
set it off and everything. But
so what's
just,
the purpose of doing that?
It's just to bring awareness to fire safety, especially to the students within the dorm rooms, but also to everyone off campus. It's just a very visual way to see the destruction and how quick
yeah.
a fire can truly just destroy everything.
Right. Simply by forgetting that you've got a candle burning.
Exactly.
A
well,
candle burning. Or
technically, in dorm rooms, they're not supposed to have an open flame or even incense.
Oh, you're not even supposed to have candles?
No, but I guess some people may get around that rule. But there's a reason why they have that rule in place is because the fire is... And then fire spreads really easily, and so it can go from dorm room to dorm room and in the halls
okay.
and all that stuff.
So that'll be tomorrow?
Tomorrow, September 21st.
Speaker Circle, what time?
It starts, the burn is going to be at like 11:50, noon in between there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also have free pizza and free soda, free t-shirts.
So
we'll
after
have,
you burn the dorm room, you're going to have you're going to have free pizza
free
and soda.
Free food. And then there's also a fireman's challenge, a kind of obstacle course, and
okay.
they're having bucket rides and stuff like that.
All right. Sounds good. Then, Scott, you're here to tell us about the International Bazaar.
Yeah.
Right? What is that?
Well, it's an event that we have that goes on every single year, and it's actually going to be next week on Tuesday, September 27th,
uh-huh.
from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Mizzou actually is almost like a small embassy. It has tons of international students.
Yeah.
And we have all of them come out, and they cook their local, like, cultural food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out there for free. People can go around and
wow.
just taste all the different flavors.
So that will be September 27th?
Yes.
What time?
That'll be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Where?
That'll be right over at Lowry Mall. It's, I guess you could say, right behind the library.
Okay. And how, do you know how many different international dishes you will have? How many different countries?
Well, each country usually likes to have 2 to 3. And we normally judge it from an event that we have earlier called the International Welcome Party. We're looking at possibly 16 different international groups out there. So, I mean, you do the math. There's
yeah.
a lot of food there for everybody.
Exactly. The International Bazaar.
Yes.
Next Tuesday. I want to thank both of you so much for coming by. I wish you the very best with Fire Factor tomorrow with Callie.
Yes.
Are you going to actually light that fire?
No, unfortunately not. That would be quite fun, but
yeah.
probably better for the firemen to
all
do
right.
that.
All right. And Scott, thank you for the International Bazaar.
Thanks,
tomorrow
man.
On our show, we'll talk about Phoenix Fringe. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Austin Fack. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To listen to this program again or watch it, go to KBIA.org, click on Radio Friends, sign up for a podcast. It's free. And like us on Facebook if you would. Bye-bye.